At the 2013 CTIC Conservation Action Tour, I'm visiting with Denise Keener. And Denise, you're here as a U.S. EPA representative, and we welcome you out here into this farm environment. How does it feel to get outside of the Beltway?
Feels really good. I'm just so impressed with what's going on in these communities, with these farmers, the producers that are implementing conservation practices, that are really problem solving and taking some risk, you know, in the process. It's really rewarding and fulfilling to see that happening on the ground.
So, enjoying yourself so far?
Yes, it's been great. I've learned so much, and even, you know, just a four-hour period this morning. So it's been great. Beautiful day, very good people, wonderful time.
So comment on how important the types of project work that's going on, like here in Illinois at this Indian Creek watershed. We've got local, state, and federal agencies all kind of partnering with agribusiness and farmers to help try to take better care of the land.
Right. It's a wonderful example of how people within a community who care about making a difference, about making changes, can pull themselves together, can problem solve, and make things happen. I just love the way the governmental agencies are working together. I love the way the 319 program that EPA operates has provided some seed money for folks to do that work. It's a great example of really what has to happen in nutrient-related watersheds all over this country, where you've got a nutrient-related problem involving non-point sources, water quality impairments, water quality being threatened. That kind of work is what has to happen all over the place.
Now, we do have a mix of farmers here with everybody else. Some at times have concerns about the regulatory authorities, if you will, especially in D.C., like with EPA. What do you say to them about the kinds of things you're doing or trying to do and to maybe allay some of those concerns they have?
Right. I think EPA really does recognize, particularly with the nutrient-related issue, the non-point source issue, that the best problem-solving is going to occur locally and in collaboration and cooperation with state agencies. We understand that one size doesn't fit all, and that in this particular arena, it is critically important that the people closest to the land are involved in figuring out what is going to work in terms of mitigating nutrient-related pollution while maintaining good agricultural productivity, which is critical economically for our country.
Well, I think a value of this tour hopefully has been to help send a message to regulatory authorities that farmers are being kind of proactive, if you will, to not just to avoid regulation, but to actually be good stewards of, you know, the resources entrusted to them. Is that something that you think's getting, you know, the message getting through?
I hope so. Certainly for me, what I have observed here is a real interest in fixing an identified problem and trying to figure out how to make it work within the framework of productive agriculture.
Now, let's look at your agency. What are some of the challenges you face? I mean, I'm going to assume things like budgets certainly aren't great, but what are some of the challenges facing EPA kind of moving forward?
Well, you know, speaking for the Office of Water, we see, you know, potential impacts of climate change and how does EPA most effectively help, again, communities plan, develop adaptation strategies, mitigation strategies for the potential for what could happen in particular communities. That's a big challenge. I mean, the budget is a challenge as we, you know, continue to face constrained resources, trying to meet the statutory obligations that Congress has placed on EPA for implementing its various environmental programs, you know, attracting and retaining good, high-quality scientists and staff so that whatever the work is that emerges from EPA is high-quality work and meets standards of scientific soundness.
Well, we had Jason Weller here from NRCS. Kind of nice to see some of you here representing different agencies. Can you make a comment about interagency cooperation and maybe information sharing, especially when it comes to something as important as conservation and sustainability and water quality, et cetera?
Well, I have not seen it better between USDA and EPA, particularly between NRCS and EPA, over the last handful of years in particular. The level of collaboration and cooperation, understanding of each other's programs, what the constraints are, what the opportunities are. There is a great deal more real working together than has occurred previously. So we're very excited about it. As a career person with EPA for 35 years, I can really see a difference today versus, 10 years ago.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here with us. Thank you for coming and visiting with me here, Denise Keener, at the CTIC Conservation and Action Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.